It's amazing how much, when I look at people, how much we are influenced by what we see. And some people are more followers than others. But you know, we see somebody doing, behaving in a certain way, and you know, people often just follow what they see. I remember there was an old show, you know, Candid Camera, you might remember, but these people got on a, there were two plants in an elevator, people that were in on this little experiment, and it was a busy office building, and the people in, or some kind of building like that with a lot of traffic, and these two people that were riding the elevator, after about halfway, you know, standing in there between floors, they would turn and face a different direction, and every single time, everybody in the elevator turned with them and faced the other direction. Isn't that crazy? To think that that would have any effect on which way. But I guess if you're in an elevator full of 5-6 people and everybody's facing to the right instead of the doors, that you'd feel a little uncomfortable sitting there facing the doors. But yet we are influenced by what we see. Now, I've been watching Old Blue. You know, he's still a puppy, but he's getting closer to being an adult. But his whole life, he's a follower. The dog is just a follower. And when he gets around another male, he watches intently on how they behave. And my son and his wife have a couple dogs, and one is a male. And he goes down there. We take him down there to play and run, get some of his energy out. And he watches Attico. And Attico pees like a, you know, when he goes to relieve himself, he does like a regular old, you know, country dog. He cocks that leg up and aims and and tries to pee on different things. Now, the dog that my daughter Megan has, she has the dog that we raised for the first year, named Gabe. Gabe is a giant schnauzer, and he's long, and he doesn't cock a leg when he goes to the bathroom. He just leans into it. Now, old Blue, he's been around both. Mostly he's around Attico. So the other day I looked out, and he was going to relieve himself, and he picked up his right back leg in an effort to, I guess, do what Attico was doing. I have to say, he looked more like a flamingo, you know, picking up that one back leg. He just picked it straight up. He didn't lean in any direction, just picked up one leg straight up in the air and peed. And I thought it was the most hilarious thing that I've ever seen. And then he would go around, be back and visit with Gabe, and who doesn't do that. And then he would just start leaning. And he just behaves like whoever he's around. Now he's trying to cock it way up, and he actually managed to lift the leg up in the position, just like Attico. Although his urine still goes straight down, he hasn't learned to point. Bless his heart. He's trying hard to figure out the dog that God has intended him to be. But he's looking at all these other, you know, just what he can see to think, okay, I'm supposed to do it this way or do it that way. For you and me, we must be very careful where we look at the things that influence us. This is why you can always tell people who the people are that spend a great deal of time in the Word of God. The Word of God should be the most important influence in our lives. And when we read those stories and when we meditate with God, then the person that is most influential in our lives ends up being the Lord Himself, as we yield to His Spirit and we seek to be like Him. And that's a beautiful thing. This is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. Guard your heart. Be like Christ. Have a blessed day. Amen.